So that's the machlokas on the chof malav, that where it ate Sa'orim, the animal fell in. It was an onus, and but it was nenis. It ate food that supplied it nutrition. So it ate Sa'orim. So the machlokas is, does the owner of the animal have to pay the cheapest food that he could get? Or do we say, no, he has to pay Dmei Sa'orim. But he has to pay Dmei Sa'orim Bazul. Because you could buy it in the marketplace, you shop, you could buy it cheaper. How much, what did I say?
What?
Two-thirds.
Yeah, two-thirds of
the price. So you can only charge him two-thirds of the price. So the question is, what's the machlokas here? What is the machlokas here? Okay. And it would be nice, as Mendy asked, if you can get down to the address here. So I was giving it some thought, and I think that what you were saying, you were on the track there. But in other words, there is a hefsid here. And the halacha is that once there's a hefsid, you have a right of tvia. You have a right of tvia.
Nizek.
What?
Nizek has a right.
Yeah, the one that suffered the hefsid has a right of tvia. But the question is how you answer his tvia. So the first Mandamra says that since there was a hefsid, but you saved money because you saved money at least the amount of cheap food.
Right.
So therefore, it's halacha v'asisa yoshva tov that we force him to pay the mashenenis. What he gained. Okay? That's the first mandama. The second mandama holds that there's no halacha of enforcing the v'asisa yoshva tov. Okay? You can't enforce it. But how does it work? It works because we consider it an automatic mechira. It's really an automatic mechira. But in the mechira, you don't have any real case of gemiras das. So therefore, he has no gemiras das for a specific price. But there is automatically a gemiras das for the least amount, the amount that he'd be forced to pay, because he can't go beneath that. So that's like an automatic gemiras das. So he has to pay that amount. Okay? Now go a little further than the Gemara. What does the Gemara say after that? That according to the second shita, it's an automatic mechira. What's the address? I don't know. I don't want to venture. But that, you definitely see that's the machlokas. Is it an automatic mechira, or is it simply vasisa yoshva tov, and it's because you benefited, so that's why it's only fair that you pay what you benefited. Now, where the second mandama gets the idea of an automatic mechira, I don't know.
Isn't mechira, what was...
But what Aaron is saying is that since he enjoyed it, so we say that's considered that he wanted it. That's considered the gemiras das. But when it comes to the price, you're going to have to give him the cheapest price he could have gotten away with.
He's not going to be happy if you rip him off.
Like I said, it's similar, but not exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
By the case where the Gemara says that one mandamba holds by chalipin, it's Caleb shall mock him. So the Gemara asks Caleb shall mock him, but he didn't give the mocha anything. So the Gemara says no, because he has the satisfaction that this person recognizes him and accepts it from him. So with that satisfaction, he's gomer daito. So you see that there is such a thing, a chazal mishayer, that a person had a gemiras das for keeping. Yes, so according to the way we're learning, that Gemara is very good, because on the surface, what's the raya? It's two different cases.
Yeah.
Right?
What do you mean, but, two different cases?
In other words, here it's telling you the din that you don't have to pay more than it ate. It's not telling you about the May. It doesn't even say the May Sarim Bazaar. And the Rava really said the May Sarim Bazaar. And this is a different case where we say you can't charge him for more than a regular, ordinary person would have given.
Right.
Right? So what's the riot to that? To Rava? Well, it's not an exact riot to Rava. But the answer is, according to the way we're learning, it's very good, because you see, he holds the idea that of an automatic mechira. An automatic mechira. And what's the automatic mechira? For the amount that an ordinary person would have given. For that, there's an automatic mechira.
Excellent.
I'm just explaining what you're saying. It would seem from the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Aleph, that the Rambam didn't learn this from the Machlokas the way we learn. Because if he did, so how does he say, when it ate Shumshimin, they pay Seorim or Amir. I mean, that's telling you whether it was a Mechir or not. So how did he learn the machlokas? Apparently, he learned the machlokas that there's no such thing as an automatic machira. It's always vasisiyash vatov, because what you and nana. But the question is the vasisiyash vatov in terms of what the bala soda had? So you have to, if it's animal food, so vasisiyash vatov says that you have to measure it in terms of what he had, what the object that he had is, or do you measure it in terms of the Baal Abahema, in terms of his Anah?
Yeah.
It's a question of how you work out the V'yasisa Yeshua Tov. But everybody holds it's not a Mechira, because that, in Rambam's case especially, is in a case where he ate something very expensive, he ate the Shumshim. So since that's the question, so the Rambam has to say that we go, that they're really both the same. So you're always going to go by the lowest price. And sometimes Almir will be lowest. Sometimes Sa'arim Bazil will be lowest. Depends on the marketplace. It's like you mentioned. That's what a Magad Mishnah says, that he learns Almir is pretty close to Sa'arim. It's not like Rashi says, hey.
He learns it's not machlokas, you're saying?
So he learns it is machlokas.
It is
machlokas. Yeah, but it's pretty close.
Right.
So that's why you can have echi timtza sometimes, that the Dmei Seorim Bazul will be cheaper than the Dmei Omer Bazul. So you go by the cheaper one.
So it's machlokas. Don't they both say go by the cheaper one?
Excuse me?
What's the machlokas?
No, the machlokas is whether you go by the what the guy's loss was, if he ate really Seorim, so that was his loss, and you go by the Seorim. That's one mandam.
Didn't he
eat
Shumshim? He ate. No, in this case, Shumshim, or in the case of the Gemara?
The Rambam's case.
The Rambam's case or the Gemara's case? The Gemara has no. The Gemara has a machlokas.
The Gemara's case ate shumshim according to the Rambam, no?
No, what does it say shumshim? It doesn't say it ate in the...
That was Rashi. Didn't Rashi put that in there?
Rashi
put it.
I thought Rashi subtly just kept leaving.
It doesn't say anything. It doesn't say what he ate.
Okay. So the Rambam Perek Gimel Halachos Aleph and Beis. On the end of Halach Aleph, he says you pay mashanes. And in the end of Halacha Beis, he has the case of the Shumshim. And so he says that you pay either Seorin Bazul or Omer Bazul. That's like the Rif's Girsa. So when the Rif says that it's Machlokas, how we paskin. And the Rava Magid apparently didn't see the Rif, but the Rava Magid asks, how can you be mixing up these two Shitas? It's Machlokas. So the way we're explaining the Rambam is, the machlokas in the Gemara is where the animal ate Sahurim. So according to Rabbah, you have to charge him only by what he was nenes, which is Omer. According to Ravah, since he did eat a more expensive animal food, so you charge him for the animal food that's more expensive. But you only charge him bazul. Okay, because that's Vasisa Yashvatov. But let's say he ate something more expensive than the animal food, that you're definitely not going to charge him. Then the question would be, would you charge him like the better animal food, or would you charge him like the lower animal food? So the Rambam wants to show you that he didn't paskin, like the Rif said. Some paskin like Rabbah, some paskin like Rabbah. So how does he show it to you? So he says that there is a machlokas. But the final psak is, since we don't know how to paskin, so we're always going to go the cheapest way, like the Rav Amagat says, that you're always going to make him pay the cheapest. Isn't that his lashon? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the Rav Amagat says. That you're only going to make him pay the cheapest. So that's what the Rav wants to show you, like the Rif. He's showing you with his hypothetical case that we don't know how to paskin. Okay? But he certainly does not learn the machlokas that according to Rava, it's an automatic mechira. Because then it's not going to be an automatic mechira on Shem Shemin. Okay? So he would have to hold on the Amir. Okay.
That's also why he should.